Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we've got a great show headed your way as we'll talk about a lot of things happening as we're heading now, as we're doing the podcast, into the final tournament, the Tour Championship of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and then all the changes that are in the mix for what's going to happen with the FedEx Cup playoffs going forward. Our good friend Steve Johnson, who's the Director of Instruction at Vaquero Country Club in the Fort Worth area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, is going to be joining us here in a little bit to give us his hot opinion on it. In the meantime, we'll talk about that. Also, some more changes, some more events happening with LIV Golf that we'll also talk about. So, again, thanks for being with us, and can't wait to get going on this. As always, Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios joining us. Frank, is Nashville still in mourning over the passing of Queen Dolly Parton?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had the wonderful privilege of getting to know her very well, and it's very sad. She was a sweet person, and people don't realize that she did more than what they see that she did forever, for years, in the hill country of Tennessee, or the eastern Tennessee area where she grew up, and all around, really, Tennessee. But she supplied musical instruments and band uniforms for school systems, out of her pocket. Okay. Just here you go. Here's a gift. New uniforms, new trumpets, new tubas, new drums. She did that just for multiple schools. So she did lots of things that people never even knew about. Wonderful lady. There is a piece of music that's in the can right now. I was talking to Dane Bryant, who was Olivia Newton-John's musical director, and hers. He put together, or they did, Olivia before she died, and then Dolly, of course, before she passed, put together a remake of one of Dolly's most famous songs as a duet, and it's in the can. It hasn't been released. So.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, maybe some new music. Anyway, long story short, we love the woman. Absolutely love her.
I read that there's a petition to rename Nashville's airport.
Yes. Yeah.
Dolly Parton International Airport.
I think they should. I think that's.
She's as well known as anybody, I guess, to come out of there. Right?
And so anybody in the world, everybody in the world knows who Dolly Parton is.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And as you said, she did so many nice things. So
It's the greatest line she ever said, Tim. Greatest line she ever said, and I'll leave it alone after this.
Okay.
Was she said that she, when the women were all doing the bra burning, you know, remember that years ago?
Yeah.
She was on Carson, and he asked her, Johnny Carson show. He asked her if she did that, and she said, "Yeah, I burned mine along with the rest of them. I burned mine. It took the fire department 3 days to put the fire out."
I thought that was
pretty funny. You know, you knew that was coming, right?
She did. She was always very self-deprecating.
Yes,
about her look, right? Her big wigs and stuff, and her bosom.
Body, bosoms.
I mean, it was Sweet. I never got into her music, I'll be honest, but I did always enjoy that she seemed like a really, really good person. In every tribute, pretty much says the same thing, which is she was just nice to everybody. She didn't care about politics. Everybody liked her, whether Republican or Democrat. And in today's world of celebrities thinking they need to choose sides, she was like, "No, I don't need to choose any side. I'll leave that to myself and what I do in politics and stuff, but I hope you enjoy my music." And it worked for her. So I think a lesson for a lot of other celebrities that maybe go down that same road.
One other thing is she thousands and thousands and thousands of songs she wrote. Yeah. For a lot of people that you don't realize until you look at the credits that she wrote that too. So there's just, she's incredible humanitarian, great songwriter.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people cover from people like Kiss and, you know, things you wouldn't expect and bands.
Steven Tyler.
You wouldn't expect would cover her songs. So or do her songs. So
Whitney Houston. That'll blow you away. Anyway.
So let's go talk about the Tour Championship getting started today, this morning, as we're coming to you to do the podcast on Thursday morning. And taking place at Eastlake, that's all in the changing, too, as far as it staying at Eastlake and even the format. Have you really fully understood the change in the format? It's still going to as they've changed it again, there's no 10-stroke lead, you know, for Scottie Scheffler in this case, like there had been in the past, or 2-stroke over the second-place guy, that kind of – everybody just starts clean. But it does make you wonder. I guess the benefit of Scotty being so far ahead in the FedEx Cup points is it's all pretty much about money, right? He got a $23 million bonus for being number one in the FedEx Cup. So it's just a, because he starts today, even though he's way ahead in the FedEx Cup points.
Starts zero.
Everybody's the same. Yeah. Right? 30 guys, and they all have equal chance, if you will, to win.
Well, it's, you know, really, it would take a three-hour show to unplug and discern what our commissioner, our president and CEO and commissioner, coming up commissioner, said in yeah. his speech the other day.
Rollup. Right.
Rollup, yeah. Wow, there's a lot of changes, stuff I don't understand
yeah.
pertaining
yeah.
To the PGA Tour, pertaining to the Challenge Tour, the Champions Tour, not Champions Tour, but PGA Tour top
championship
level.
Yeah. Tiers, you know,
yeah.
Two different tiers.
And what's going to go on with DP now? How are they going to do that? Roy McIlroy now is on the advisory board for the DP World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting back in the middle of the saddle here. For
yeah.
what reason? I have no idea.
Yeah,
well, I'd see what it did to him last time.
I don't know.
And, you know, it messed his, scrambled his brains. And then, you know, with Live Golf and what they're doing and what Rollup said about, well, there's, you know, they're going to have to earn their way back. I'm sorry.
Right.
We're not going to do anything like we did for Koepka, or we offered it to them. Koepka took it.
Yep.
So it's crazy. There's just a lot going on in the world
of golf right now. And I wonder how, if it's all going to be, I got to assume, like everything, it's
yep.
not going to be 100% great. Because everything kind of, you know, oh. works its own level, and you'll find out in a year, two, 3 years down the road how things manage. But even the Tour Championship, it seems to me very befuddled as far as it's going to be 2 week long Tour Championship, match play, different courses they're playing on. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
how does that still pan out? I don't know how it's going to play. But we do know that there's a lot more money being brought in, or certainly being cultivated, by this new commissioner, new CEO that came from the NFL. And I think for everybody's sake, they hope that that works well, because yeah, you're dividing it into tournaments that have been traditionally on the tour and on the schedule for years, decades, even could be almost a Korn Ferry event in the
yeah.
coming years
yeah.
that you're going like, okay, so you're not going to get the top 100 or 120 guys. So you're going to get the guys after that, which is, Frank and I are just outside the top 120. So
yeah, I'm 127 right now.
We could almost make it into that Challenger Tour.
Add three zeros you know? To it.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, okay, I guess that'll work. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of changes that are happening. But this
a
week,
lot of stuff to unpack, yeah.
This week yeah. we'll see. I guess it has a long way to go to see if, and I think now it's down to a two-horse race between Scheffler, as far as the player of the year, and
Roy McIlroy.
Who just won? No. I don't think he's in it.
I'm just
won?
Being facetious.
Help me.
What do you mean, who just won?
Who just won this past week?
Oh, who did you watch golf this past week?
Oh, good Lord. You didn't know either.
I don't know.
God, Wyndham Clark,
yeah.
So
well, what
Clark,
about Gary Woodland?
No, I don't think so. So Wyndham Clark and Scheffler, I think, yeah. are the two horses, and we'll see what happens this week to maybe decide who's the player of the year.
Yeah.
It's been Scotty for four straight years, and he has had a very successful year, and he's way ahead in money earned and everything else, but he just hasn't had that many wins.
Well, Wyndham Clark even said no, Scotty Scheffler's player of the year. You know.
I know. We'll see.
So
we'll
everybody see that. Says I mean, that. But
his two wins were not majors, and Wyndham Clark's got a major, a U.S. Open, and
yes.
a playoff win. Right.
Yeah.
Week,
oh yeah. yeah.
BMW. So I don't know.
That's pretty big. And even more with good. No, that's
what about him?
Well, if you know, we have an equipment sponsor, but Callaway, they jerked the show. I mean, now the PGA Tour is torn up about this ad that they ran, and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot to unpack with. I can't wait to hear Steve.
Yeah.
At Vaquero, what clubs do they sell there? Do you remember? Do you know?
I don't.
Is it,
think
are they Callaway
one.
House
I don't
or?
Think so. No, okay. Art Selinger's got his own fitting thing there. So,
that's right. Oh,
so,
Art
yeah.
does.
So
okay.
I think you can kind of get any club that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's
I
good.
I don't think they push any in particular. Steve has a deal, I'm sure, with, can't remember
yeah.
who, maybe TaylorMade. But yeah, as far as if you're going to go there and get fitted or get, then I think it's any club that you want that makes sense to you. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll find
yeah.
out from Steve. Get from the horse's mouth here as we'll take a break. And Steve Johnson, Director of Instruction at Vaquero Golf Club, former partner with Hank Haney, will join us to give us his hot takes on what's going on the PGA Tour. When we come back, you're listening to Golf Talk America, and we shall return right after this. Welcome back to Golf Talk America, the show that has yet to change its music, even though we promised you we're going to do that for the last 2 years. Now, Frank, 2 years we've been saying we're going to change our music. We still come back with xylophone stuff. Got to get on that. We got to get a meeting. Hang on. I'm putting that, jotting that down. Corporate meeting. Frank.
I'm trying to change music.
And Rolliff wants us to change the music, Frank. Another change he wants, so we got to change the music for that. Welcome back to the show. We got good friend Steve Johnson, Director of Instruction at Vaquero Country Club, joining us as he has every now and then. We get him on here. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Tim.
Yeah, everything good?
It's great. I mean, I'll tell you what, we actually got the drought in Westlake, Texas. We got a little rain last night, about half inch, just enough to keep everything alive.
Good. Yeah, because
that's great.
He's in Westlake, which is, again, north of Fort Worth for people looking on a map there. And very nice club in a very nice area. And the Charles Schwab headquarters is right there. Almost Steve could hit a driver in three wood and hit it. And
Chuck,
it's a great area,
hi.
But it has been dry as a bone around.
You guys are cooking over there. I'm watching you on the news, and I was thinking about coming over sometime this month.
We got some fires and stuff going on. So, yeah, it has been. What's that do for a golf course, Steve? Not to get off in too much of left field here, but, well, you know, you've got a beautiful facility. But how do you
obviously
water?
like most golf courses, we do have deep wells that we get our water from. And they're pumping water during the day and at night.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's the best time to water. If even people that are watering their lawns, and they water after the sun goes down.
Right.
So the water doesn't evaporate. You know, the water can get down to the roots.
Yes.
So we do a lot of our watering in the evenings, and then during the day we just do just moderate sprinkling just to keep the blades cool, you know, especially on the greens. Bentgrass greens, vulnerable this time of year. And even the Bermuda grasses, you know, which love heat.
Yeah.
Now, once it gets to a certain temperature for a period of time, it kind of shuts down too. So,
well, I played yesterday over in Preston Wood, and the guys, I was like right behind the guys with the hoses, and this was in the afternoon. So it was 100 degrees. And the guys with the hoses were doing the hand watering on the greens as I was playing. So my ball stopped pretty well. If I hit a green, it wasn't going to go
What
anywhere.
Kind of greens do you have at Preston Wood?
They're bent.
Oh yeah, so are ours.
And there aren't a lot of bent in this part of the country.
Uh-uh.
There are some, and if we have next time we have Art Selinger on, he'll espouse how ridiculous it is to try to have bent greens here in Texas.
He doesn't have an opinion about anything like that.
But yeah, if you have them, you've got to really maintain them, because if you lose them, as Steve would know, they could be gone, and within a week, two weeks, you got nothing but brown dead grass on your greens, and it's
right.
It does not make the members too happy. So, yeah, they're very
no.
high maintenance for around here. Very common if you're listening to us and you're coming from the northeast. It's what everybody has. You can go to a Muni course there for $52, play bentgrass. Around here, a little bit tougher because you really have to maintain those things. But anyway, so that's golf course maintenance for today's show. did want to talk to you, though, about this, Steve. Let's talk about the FedEx Cup. We were mentioning it before you came on, that they're getting started at East Lake here and getting ready for the final round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Big changes in the works. So we all know they're all going to start from scratch, just 30 guys this weekend, no cut, obviously, and we'll see who comes out ahead and who wins it. Big pot of gold, $40 million in total, $10 million going to first place. But all the changes that CEO Rolliff is coming up with, are you in favor? Do you even understand some of the changes that they're going to go to some match play? They're going to go to two different courses. It's going to spread over 2 weeks. Is it too confusing for people, or do you think it's going to be a good idea, the changes that he's talking about?
Tim, can you clarify, are we talking for regular season, or are we talking for the FedEx Cup finals?
The finals.
Yeah.
But I think we're talking about the
culmination of the points. Still, they're still going to, I think, do the points system, and that's going to lead to like a ranking of some sort. Because I know when they're doing the match play, they're going to break it off into groups of four, right? A match play, and there's a group of four, like round robin. Those four are seeded or positioned based on their FedEx Cup points. So the points during the season will still count, but I'm not sure how it all plays out when it's all said. It seems a bit convoluted to me.
Yeah, I mean, typically when they start making up different formats and rules, they're trying to figure out how to get the best players, the marquee players, into the finals. So I wouldn't think that match play would be the best format to do that, but I mean, these guys really know how to get the cream to rise to the top. I mean, obviously you want Scottie Scheffler, you want the guys that are the marquee players, the Rory McIlroys and all. And you want the Jordan Spieths, who is although he's had what you would consider a couple down years. I mean, you want him in the finals too. He's a
name recognition.
He's America's boy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think
I'm not really sure about that. Oh, go ahead.
The problem becomes with match play has always been, and remember they had the one Frank at in Austin. Remember for a number of years was
yes.
The tour stop. It was the kind of the only match play event on the tour during the regular season. And the problem was come Sunday, from a TV standpoint, you got two guys playing golf.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, how do we make a 4-hour, 5-hour event out of this when there's basically just two guys? And I think they've said, well, to alleviate that, there's still going to be points and dollar amounts for third place, fifth place, 12th place. So everybody keeps playing, mm-hmm. right? So you're not going to have that same situation. You'll still see 25 guys out on the golf course or whatever the number is going to be.
32. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that maybe will alleviate, because that was always part of the problem with match play is even Ryder Cup stuff. You're kind of down to just individual matches, and it's not always as compelling as let's go to this and then over in 13, and then here's what's happened at 7, and all the different guys, and you can take them around the golf course. So maybe they'll figure that out.
Well, they've got until 2028. I mean, 2027 will set the table, but this won't happen until 28, is my understanding.
All these changes are taking place in 2028.
I know the PGA Tour is talking to all the sponsors as well, and, I mean, there's rumors that we aren't going to have 5 tournaments in Texas in the next coming years.
That's right.
And well, maybe not 5 championships.
Even in Dallas. Well, even in Dallas, I mean, they're talking about I've heard discussions of eliminating one of either the Byron Nelson or the Colonial.
Yeah.
Well, I happened to talk to someone with Colonial just actually a couple of days ago who knows what's going on. And he says that what's happening now, as far as going back to Commissioner Rollup saying that there's going to be two different tiers, if you will, the championship tier, which would be the top guys, top 100, 120 mm-hmm. guys, and then the challenger below that, right? And the question is, who wants to pay for the championship? Because if you're going to be a championship, they're asking, as a title sponsor, in the neighborhood of $30 million, right? And so to do that, who's in, who's out? And so they're taking bids. And so the guy at Colonial said that Charles Schwab, the title sponsor for the Schwab Challenge at Colonial for the last several years, has put in a bid. And I guess that's what it is. You say, we'll put up $20 million or $25 million or whatever your number is and see if that works for the PGA Tour. And that's kind of the process that they're going through.
Well,
and they should find out if your number, if in the case of the Byron Nelson, the CJ company, if your number is right, then you've got a championship tournament. If it isn't right, then you might be down to the challenger level.
Well, are they going to have a title sponsor and a presenting sponsor also? How are they splitting that up? That wasn't really defined. At least I didn't hear it. So I need to go back and maybe re-listen to the.
And Steve, see what you. I think it really just comes down to a dollar and a checkbook. Because they're putting.
Well, they have 4 spots left, he said, on the championship level, right? And 14 companies are vying for it.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to let you guys noodle on this. I'm going to let you noodle on this because they got to run just for about 15 minutes. Sponsor is going to say, "What am I getting? What am I getting for this? For these dollars?
Yeah, for $30 million.
You know, you're asking. Last year it was $12.5 million I put into the event. Now you're asking for $20-30 million. What actually do I get? I mean, these guys are businessmen.
Sure,
it's a big number.
They may say, "Hey, you know what, guys? Hey, I may pass on that." So, I mean, the PGA Tour really needs to come with a plan of, okay, hey, we're asking for more dollars from these sponsors for these premium events. We're not even sure that Dallas is going to get a premium event, but it's just not, hey, we're going to the highest bidder, but we don't really know what you get for that.
Right.
You're not going to get a great date. You're not going to get, a premier event, and you're not going to get a great field.
Well, and the question becomes, if you sell product, like, and I'll say that for the Dallas-Fort Worth, you've got one company that is CJ, okay? They're a big Korean conglomerate.
Right.
One of their big products is Biblego food, right? Okay, we all know that. And anytime you go to the Byron Nelson now, there's Biblego stands. It's all over the place. They could kind of quantify, we sell a lot more Biblego since we've been doing this. If you're Charles Schwab, harder to quantify, right? Do we get Frank Bassett as a customer? Didn't I don't know. How many more customers are we getting? It's not like you're selling the same kind of product to be able to really say to your board and to your shareholders, this is why it's worth it for us to put in $30 million to this event.
Right.
Because you're just maybe doing imaging, right? Saying, hey, we're a really good company. Yeah. I hope you like us. Yeah, it's something a lot of people are going to have to look deep into themselves and say if they, and that I don't think the PGA Tour cares. I mean, there's a company that's coming in called Sampo.
Steve has to pull back for a minute.
Yeah,
here's the big question.
I've got Mr. Trump coming into the office right now, so I'm going to have to peel off for about 15, that,
that's okay.
20.
We'll take a break and then come back in about 15.
Sounds good.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Thanks, here's the big question to leave.
He's gone. Get him out
of here. To leave our listeners with while we take a quick break. Okay. What's happening to FedEx? What is FedEx going to do? What is Southern Company going to do? And what is Coca-Cola going to do?
Yeah.
Those are three of the big sponsors on the tour.
Yeah, Coca-Cola and Southern Companies do the Tour Championship.
Huge sponsors.
They're kind of big culmination, right, PGA Tour, of what they're...
And the East Lake Foundation, which it benefits that. So what's going to happen there? So
I think everything has been thrown up in the air, and we're going to see what kind of comes down and lands. Yeah. I don't think that they're looking at loyalties necessarily, because certainly there are, like, Rocket Mortgage is already out. Right. They've already announced we're not doing it. And didn't
right. They're gone. Yeah.
Okay. And maybe that makes sense. Maybe that's exactly the point, is saying, well, we can't go up to 30 million because we're not selling that many mortgages nowadays. Yep. Right. It's a tough time for mortgages. And so we're out. It's a business decision. Well, how other companies look at their business and says it's worth it or it isn't. Because in the past, Frank, as we know, we've been to a lot of tournaments. A lot of it is hospitality.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So let's just bring up Schwab as an example. If you're Schwab, if you're Honda in the back in the day, it was a lot of hospitality. You had big tents. You brought in all kinds of customers. You had your best dealers, right? If you're Honda, all your top selling. That was 1,000 people.
Here's a good question.
Yeah.
Two good questions. How many more customers does Waste Management get?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
come on.
How much more?
What are you going to do? Just pile it up in front of your house, like in New York City does?
You're going to collect more garbage. It's an imaging thing.
Imaging.
You get to say, hey, we're green, right? We're helping. We're all the things they're trying to say to people. Yeah. That's fine. But at some point, as we've talked about, you want to sell Biblego food, right? You want to sell beverages. You want to sell something. And if you don't have that something, you're just selling your image. That's where I think a lot of people in the boardrooms are going, okay, I know you marketing people want to go because it's a great week of partying and drinking and eating everything with your customers, but that doesn't really...
Well, I know. Here's the other one. Here's another one I'm thinking about. Houston.
Yeah.
That's the hospital.
Yeah.
They're not going to come up with $30, $40 million.
Texas healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Are you...
No.
Are you going to perform more surgeries?
So what's going to happen there? Shell Oil used to be the big sponsor there at the Houston Open. But they're not in it. Will one of the oil companies jump back in? Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what they're doing?
Point. So I brought up this Korean company, which is called Sampo Championship.
Is it Biblego or Bibigo?
No, it's a different company. Totally.
I'm sorry. CJ is Bibigo.
Is Bibigo.
Yeah.
Okay. Sampo is the new one who wants to be part of the championship series, and they've already been announced that they're in. They're going to go to Napa, right? And they're going to start in 27. But then after that, 28, when the big changes happen, they're going to be part of it. Sampo is an insurance company in Korea. To me, I could be wrong, it's another one of those intangible, how do we know we got more insurance policies?
Well, those people are eating up with golf.
They love golf.
That part of the world.
I think that one's more of a personal kind of thing. Like the CEO might be like, I just love golf. And maybe that's a Schwab thing too, right? Charles Schwab's a huge golf guy and everything. It has been for years. If it's a personal, I'm making a corporate decision because we love golf. That's one way to go. But I don't know how many companies, and that includes Southern Company or Coca-Cola or FedEx. You know, does it matter? Are we going to deliver more packages? If that's the question you're going to ask.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies are going to go like Rocket Mortgage and go, man, we can't do it.
Well, FedEx puts the biggest amount of money into the tour is FedEx. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Well, it's a season-long thing, right?
Yes.
So they get publicity and commercials and all kind of all year long, whereas a lot of these other ones get it during their tournament, right? You don't hear a lot about CJ until you see the Byron Nelson. So, it's I don't know. It's going to make it interesting. And as I said, talking to the guy from Colonial, it's a bidding situation, right, Frank? Yeah. So it's almost like blind bids of a construction site. Who's going to give us the best number that we're going to build our building, and we hire Bassett and Company to do it because they have the best bid. I guess that's almost what it's going to come down to for some of these tournaments.
Yeah.
Is who's hitting our number? And if you come up with 30 and the other guys come up with 25, we're going with the guy that said 30.
Yeah.
Whoever you are. So I don't know. So much to think about. And one other thing before I take a break here, Frank, I've even thought of why wouldn't, if you're really into golf, make a comparison with college football nowadays, Frank, college sports in general. There's a thing called NIL. We all know about it. We've talked about it on the show.
Oh, God. Right?
Where you're now paying guys at Ole Miss, all the players, and every other school are paying their players up above board, all legit. And a lot of that's coming from boosters, right?
Yes.
Certainly not coming from the school's budget. And these boosters are sitting there, the big guys with the big cigars, Boss Hogg, saying, I want that linebacker, and we're going to get him, and it's going to cost me $5 million. Here's your $5 million, right? That's what's going on. Wouldn't they, PGA Tour, wouldn't these tournaments maybe have some of those same kind of guys that are at, oh, I don't know, let's just say.
Like get a consortium together that puts on the tournament?
I'm saying, okay, FedEx doesn't want to come up with the money, but we're some big money guys in Memphis or wherever else it might be, or Fort Worth, and we got oil money. If you need a number of 30 and you guys can only come up with 20, me and my boys will come up with the other 10. I don't know. I'm just saying. It doesn't seem like a ridiculous thing when guys are paying that kind of money for a tight end in college football nowadays. Would you not pay it to keep your golf tournament?
Well, let's take that a step further. This crap about these NFL draftees who are being cut that want to come back and play a fifth year and them saying, well, I can make more money through NIL than I can in the NFL, so I'm going to go back to college.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just horse manure.
Well, here and again, sidebar, we're off in left field, but kind of naive and stupid of the conferences not seeing this coming. It waited till
the NCAA's caused all this. The NCAA so
suddenly,
and their
I know, but it happened
infinite
with
lack
Lane
of wisdom.
At LSU getting a former Ole Miss guy to get cut by a team and say, I want to come back. And Lane Kiffin said, okay, then you can come back.
Yeah, don't,
that
don't
opened
bring
up a can
that
of worms.
Name up.
And SEC and Big Ten, everybody's now saying, no, that's against the rule. We're setting a rule. I go, okay, once again, you guys were behind the curve because you should have seen this coming, that some guy's going to say exactly the same thing. Because it's already happened in the NBA where some guys would not make it on the NBA team, go to the G League, right? Their AAA.
Well, I want to go to the WNBA.
And then go from the G League and then say, okay, I'm going back now to college. And they're like, okay, so you know what's coming.
I want to play in the Women's Basketball League.
Yeah, Frank identifies.
No, let's don't even open that can of worms. We've already had a podcast company go under by doing something stupid. I don't want us to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lord. Yeah, all well, right. I don't know that we need to take a break. I mean, Steve will be back in about five now, won't he?
We'll see. I don't know.
We can talk about more fun stuff.
Steve lies to us a lot.
He does. Steve is. So he's going to therapy for that, too, by the way.
Article today in the Dallas Morning News about how good Scotty is.
Yes.
And how good he is in Dallas. And it's just a little thing about, hey, getting ready for today's tournament, right, the Tour Championship. And basically it talks about Scotty plays a lot of tour pros who are here in Dallas.
Yeah.
And even ones that aren't, Gary Woodland being one. Gary Woodland lives in Palm Beach. But he comes and works with Randy Smith. And so he comes into Dallas. And whenever he does, you know, he plays with Scotty. And Scotty apparently takes everybody's money. And so Siwoo Kim, who plays with him on a regular basis, says that Scotty calls him an ATM. He calls him ATM. Those are his initials.
Easy money.
ATM.
There's a term called easy money that
we
call people who we take a lot of money off of. Yeah. Come on, easy money. Let's go play.
And so Scotty's gotten a reputation because
he's getting the Phil Mickelson reputation. Then he better be careful.
The real gist of the story is that Scotty is so competitive that even if he's just playing with buddies, he's still trying to win. And yes, in that case, it means money. I have no idea what kind of money.
Now there's a psychological issue with that, isn't there? It's called security,
right?
Or insecurity. What is that?
Well, no, I thought you meant as far as playing on the tour. I think does he set the tone for some of these guys? Yeah, I mean, Scotty will take your money on a Tuesday playing at Royal Oaks, and he'll take your money on Sunday playing
in the final round
at Augusta National. Right? I mean, it's like
he's knocked a lot of boys down that totem pole up at the top 10, and has come from behind.
Yeah.
You know, he comes out of the locker room, basically.
Yep.
He was 50th in the other tournament after the first day.
Right, and then he comes back and gets a tie for fourth or something like that.
Top five.
And that's money out of your pocket.
God, it's hard to believe. Well, there's just so much going on right now in the world of golf. This is sort of anticlimactic this week, to be honest. I mean, nothing against the Tour Championship at East Lake and the PGA Tour, but it is. I mean, I'm there every year, and this will be this will be the first year I won't be there. We have somebody on the ground covering for us to give us news and reporting, but I have house guests coming in, so lifelong friend and his wife. So I'm going to be able to do it.
And I think the Tour Championship, well, again, I've said in the past, I wish it would move. Now they're going to move it around because I think it is a big event and they want it to be a big culminating event.
Yes.
And I just didn't think East Lake was the right place. And you've always brought up, well, that's because it's backed by Atlanta businesses and whatnot, based businesses. And so, and I understand that to some degree, but at the same time, if it's that big a deal, then I think it should go to Pebble or to Shinnecock or to wherever, all these other, if it's going to be that type of playoff, like the BMW, which does move its venue, right? BMW goes all over.
Shinnecock, I can pass on. Kiowa.
Okay, well, whatever.
That's hard to get to. That's so hard to get to, though, for patrons.
But I'm just saying, I never thought East Lake was the place, and I'm sure it's a
The Bobby Jones tie, the Coca-Cola tie, the Southern Company, huge.
But again, I think right now, all that really kind of matters when it comes down to it is a dollar sign.
Yeah.
And as far as your – I mean, Colonial could argue, how can you make us go down to a second-level tournament event? We've been at the same venue for 80 years. And we've hosted U.S. Open, and we've hosted the Tour Championship was actually at Colonial back in the 80s. They've had all this history of things. I don't think they care. They could be like, God bless the ghost of Ben Hogan, but we're moving on.
Well, that's pretty much what's going on in the world, isn't it, Tim? I mean, history is just being either forgotten or rewritten everywhere, everywhere, in every aspect of life, which I find appalling. You know, you're doomed to repeat the same mistakes if you don't know your history.
Yeah. Well, I think – so here's what's going to happen next year, by the way. The Byron Nelson PGA Championship and the Colonial are all kind of going to be intermixed because they came out with a schedule. The Byron Nelson will be in May. The PGA Championship is going to be in Frisco, Texas, which is the new home of the PGA of America. So they're going to play the PGA Championship, and then the next week go right to Colonial. So it's feasible that that operation for the least next year, there'll be a lot of top guys playing at all the tournaments, right? Because they're all going to be in one area. Why not stick around? Why not play the Byron as a little bit of a warm-up? Why not stick around and play Colonial? It's right down the road after we play at Frisco. So that's a possibility. Well, that's next year, 2027. 28, everything goes back into the hopper as far as championship level and challenge.
Well, how many people are they going to get at Colonial after the PGA Championship? I mean, because that's a grind.
Yeah, it's a question you got to ask. I mean, it's never usually been favorable to be right before or after a major,
right?
Because guys are working on their own thing.
San Antonio, let's go to San Antonio. It's gone. I don't see how they're going to do San Antonio.
That's been Valero.
Yeah. Right?
San Antonio's been Valero.
It's an oil company, but I mean, are they going to keep it? Maybe it'll go to a second tier.
Again, but it's like, and
I love the town.
They're saying they're second. The championship level is going to be, let's say it's a $30 million pot, right? Prize money.
Right.
The challenger, they're saying is going to be $8 to $10 million.
I don't see that. I mean, why can't you give 10 to 12? I mean, that was,
I don't know.
The old Doral was 10, 12 million.
So, because I think they're, and so it's like the question has been brought up, is that second, the challenger tier, going to be kind of just a glorified, if not so much glorified,
Corn Ferry.
Because if you take guys from 120 to 200, all right, or whatever, are going to be playing in that, quite honestly, Frank, it's a lot of guys that nobody's ever heard of before. It might be great golfers. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
All great golfers, but you don't know them. Right?
Right.
And so as a sponsor, if you're Valero, are you saying, let me sponsor an event that basically has some really good guys coming out of college that we haven't heard about yet?
Right.
Maybe they'll be great in 5 years or something, but we don't know them now. And will people come pay tickets, pay money? Is it worth our $10 million?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
And they're not talking about eliminating Corn Ferry. So Corn Ferry becomes less than that. So Corn Ferry will be, I don't know who. Again, our names will be popping up pretty soon, Frank, because you go down far enough, we'll qualify.
I can make more money at my own club.
I mean, so the Korn Ferry right now pays out about 150, I think, if you win a Korn Ferry event.
Yeah.
Win 150. Like that. Very quickly.
200.
Pretty quickly, the Korn Ferry, like you get in the top 20, you're still you're making, $4,200. And it's not bad week's work. I get it. But it's not guaranteed money either, right? So you got to work your butt off, and then next week maybe not make any. And so that's
another the expenses thing. Are really high too. And you've got to take your manager, your caddy, your psych coach, your swing coach, your putting coach.
So what Rollup has said is that's the motivation, so that you work hard and you can then elevate yourself from the Challenger Tour, go to the Championship Tour, and now you're going to be playing in all these big money. And that's the. But then at the same time, if you don't do well, Jordan Spieth, you're going to go from the Championship and fall down to the Challenger.
Yeah, can you? Okay. Well, I don't know.
You're going to try to work your way back.
Let's see what happens with it. Now, let's just throw this stuff up in the air and see what happens. And that's what they've done. The players have been intimately involved in this whole process.
So they're approving it, right? It's not just one guy.
Yeah.
It's not just Donald Trump sitting there saying, put my name on another building. Yeah. It's player involvement, and that's what they want. So I guess we're going to see the cream of the crop. It just makes you wonder about the will it diminish anything but the PGA Tour championship tier, as that's all I care about, and all the rest of it is maybe. Right? Yeah. It's going to just fall to the wayside. It'll be G League, use another analogy, G League golf, and how many of us go watch G League basketball? None.
WNBA. I've just got it for the WNBA and the way
don't you?
Stupidity they're doing. But it's crazy. Well, if we don't get Steve back, we've had a pretty good show so far. So
yeah, we're fine.
No, we can always have him another day.
Well, he's not going to call us. We have to call him, don't we?
Oh, I don't know. I think so.
I think so.
We might just bring him in another day. What do you think? Because we've covered every topic. We don't need
talk amongst yourselves here. Let me text him and just see what he thinks about time wise.
Talk amongst yourself. Want to talk to myself? What?
Frank, what else you got to say? I was going to bring up.
I want to talk about Good and what they did. The stupidity of that commercial.
Well, we talked about it. Oh, we talked about it on the phone, didn't we?
We didn't talk about it on the air.
So go ahead, tell people what Good is.
Well, Good Good.
Who are they?
Good Good is some boys who started a podcast and built it up. Started getting merch, crazy merchandising and all that, and making
very
a lot
popular.
Of money.
Very popular.
Very popular, and they're very edgy. They're unlike us. If you Google us, you'll see that we cater to the more, mature country club, upper income bracket of people. That's how we're talked about in the out there in the media. So, anyway, they did a commercial. Callaway's their sponsor. They made a partnership with the PGA Tour and a partnership for a tournament and a partnership with the Golf Channel.
Got millions of followers.
Yeah. Craziness. And so they did a commercial with about the new Callaway driver. And this girl walks up. They're all out on the golf course, and she reaches for his driver, and he says, "Don't touch my driver." And the next thing you see is him tackle her and knock her down to the ground. And
which is supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I
get it. It wasn't supposed to be as a brutalized kind of thing.
No, it was supposed to be funny, but that came off bad.
Came off as somebody,
and so Golf Channel pulled the Good Good, Big Break Good Good. They pulled that show that was supposed to have aired right after the Payne Stewart award ceremony the other night. They pulled that for now. The PGA Tour is talking to them about that tournament that they were sponsoring. And
they got a tournament.
Callaway,
coming up, right?
Callaway said, "Our brand, we want all our branding off everything they have, all their merch, everything." PGA Tour Superstore is my understanding, and Dick's and whatever other sporting goods stores that had their merch out, gone, pulled. Yeah. So that was a huge, stupid mistake that was financially decimating to them, it looks like.
Well, we'll see. I mean, how it all
and
plays
they weren't malicious guys. They're just edgy, young.
Well, I think that, once again,
but it
I
was stupid.
We still have a little, maybe more than a little cancel culture in our world, meaning there's not a lot of forgiveness, right?
No,
if you make a mistake, people want to just come down on you and say, "Hey, look at you." And you're like, "Okay, well, next week it's going to be that same person pointing the finger." They get eliminated. So sometimes I wonder about, people overreacting to things. Because obviously, I'm guessing, Good Good was not trying to in any way
disparage women.
Abusing anybody, right?
It wasn't.
It was supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek. you touch my club, you're going to pay the price. Kind of thing. Okay. Did they take it to, okay, apparently. But does that mean that everything needs to be eliminated? We'll see. The tournament we're talking about is the Good Good Championship, which is still on the schedule for November here in Texas. It's in Austin. They're running at Omni Barton Creek.
Yeah.
And Good Good is the big sponsor of that. That tells you how big they have become, right? That they now have the money to put up for a tour event. So we'll see if that still happens. Again, it's coming up first week of November at Barton Creek down in Austin.
Well, if you have
wear off by then, will they kind of, you know, fade away and not be, will they, you know, make their apologies and say, okay, we didn't mean for, maybe, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Anybody out there who wants to sponsor a good show, we're here. We're available.
We're good. Just, and we're good. Good. We're three times good. We're good. Good. Good.
No, we're a whole lot better. Whole lot better.
That's the name of our show.
We're very respectful of others and others.
We're more
feelings.
Gooder.
More gooder. Yeah. Yeah. What? That's Southern. And you know that God is from the South because he's called the Lord, right? There you go. Okay.
Dreamer.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway. Yeah, that controversy.
Anyway, so that one's going, the Live Golf thing, and
Live Golf is interesting.
It's, well, they laid off almost everybody, yeah.
It came out today that yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Made the announcement that Live has laid off a number of people.
A number, almost entire staff. I haven't talked to the media guys yet, but... Interesting to have a conversation maybe with Faraday or Foltzy or somebody today to see what's going on.
Yeah, and see what that means for these guys, because what is going to become of Liv? They've already announced that they're going forward and they've got investors, whatever. Okay, let's see how that plays out. Yeah. But it's also going to be a less well-funded, slightly or even more than slightly diminished purses.
Oh, 50% less at least.
Yeah, so are those guys still going to go, okay, the reason I went to Liv, let's be honest.
It was the bucks, money, the big money. Right? Yeah.
That's the reason I went there. So now if you're telling me that I'm still going to be playing, maybe the same guys or a lot of the same guys, same kind of venues and blah, blah, blah. But for about half of what we're playing, do I still want to do that? Or do I want to find my way back to the PGA Tour? That's going to be the question. And what is Rollup saying about the PGA Tour, Frank, as far as welcoming them back? We alluded to it at the beginning of the show that he's not saying, yes, you're going to get the same Brooks Koepka kind of deal, take a few months off, and then you're welcome back.
No deal.
He's
qualify.
He's kind of putting you in line behind guys from Korn Ferry, saying you got to get in like they get in.
That's exactly right, and that's what's going to happen. So anyway, we've opened a lot of cans of worms, and we'll talk more about it as the weeks proceed.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good finale. Who are you picking for to win the Tour Championship?
You know what? And there's only 30 guys, so I mean, it makes it kind of easier to do your go to your markets and put your money on whoever. It's hard to always never go with Scotty, because even though he didn't
like Eastlake,
he had at the BMW Championship, he had foot, mouth, and hand, and eye, and ear, and toenail disease. So he had some issues going on.
Okay.
He now says he's 95% better. And it was basically an issue with skin irritation and blisters. Yeah. And he says he's better now. Well, if he still got, I think, 12th place with problems with his hands and blistering. If 12th place was the guy, I got to still go with Scotty for this. Really wants it.
It's going to be noticeably less humid down there, it looks like. So.
Yeah. Because
Atlanta gets hot. That's why they call it Hot Atlanta, baby. It gets hot.
So you think, what, you're seeing a forecast saying it's not going to be
the forecast for us, and everything that comes here usually goes kind of angles down that way.
Okay.
Is the humidity's dropping. A north-northwest wind is coming in the end of today and dropping our temperatures and humidity. So.
Okay. Well, then maybe that'll be less for those guys, although they seem to, I always say this, they don't seem to get enough credit for being able to play in all these different conditions and different kinds of golf courses and somehow still throw up a 66 everywhere they go.
Yeah,
these golfers are so good. So, yeah, we'll see how this works. But I like Scotty. I mean, I hate to
going
for the front runner.
I'm going to have to take one to my guess, since you took Scotty.
Ooh, there we go. I think that's the battle for player of the year.
I think it is.
You know, and see what happens.
We'll see. Okay.
Should be entertaining. Should be fun. And I hope it comes down to a lot of drama. I'd love to see a 3-4-man playoff on Sunday, right? I mean, that's what I'd love to have.
Absolutely.
You know? Whoever wins, I'd like, as opposed to the last couple of weeks, we saw, I guess there was a little bit of drama at the BMW, but, you know, Wyndham Clark kind of put it away in the last few holes with birdies and birdies and birdies. And
put it away on the last hole, too.
At the FedEx, Scotty made Sunday pretty boring because he had
you know, went from what, a 5-shot lead to a 6-, 7-, 8-shot lead. It just kind of started piling on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All only 30 guys, the best of the cream of the crop.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, let's
a lot of money.
Let's play Steve another day.
Yep, we'll do it. We'll do it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Steve Johnson from Vaquero Country Club for joining us briefly. But we'll have him on another time and talk some more about what's happening in the world of golf. In the meantime, remember to check out PXG, greatest golf equipment, whether it's apparel, whether it's clubs, whether it's putters or balls. PXG is a place to go, pxg.com. And invited clubs all over the country. Invitedclubs.com is their website. You can go to that and find out where a club near you would be more than welcome to have you as a trusted member at Invited Clubs. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us. And remember to join us next time right here for Golf Talk America.